Coach's Insight Program's continuing here tonight, Care 93.7, as we're talking now, Jefferson County North, and we're joined by girls basketball coach, that is Steve Knoll. It is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, team in the mid-season tournament this week, but let's go back to last week. How about a nice win over a very good Jackson Heights team, 47-45, taking a look back at that one. As, again, Jackson Heights had kind of owned the league the last few years, and they got tripped up by ACCHS earlier this year. Now you guys get an opportunity and take down the Cobras last week. Just take us through that one and how nice was it to see your team get a win like that.
Yeah, that was nice. You know, we talked a couple weeks ago about what it was like to play them back-to-back, and it was something I wasn't looking forward to. But I made a few adjustments, and I thought we really played probably our best game of the year. That night, you know, our three big post players, Abby Laird, Macy Thompson, Emily Langley, really dominated on the boards that game, and that really helped us. And I think we trailed a little bit early, but for the most part, we led the whole game all the way down. We got behind with about, I don't know, 40 seconds or so to go. They took the lead, and instead of panicking or anything, we come down, and Clara Johnson drains a three for us. Puts us right back up. So I think that was a big, momentum builder for us for the season. I was hoping we could kind of carry that over into the tournament last night. And then we just came out last night and just kind of a little sluggish. And then Perry played well, and we just didn't get shots to fall like we wanted. We got a little foul trouble, and that kind of hurt us. But overall, I still think we learned a lot about ourselves in that Jackson Heights game, and hopefully we can use that to help us going forward.
As you mentioned, Perry LeCompton, the opponent in the first round, and the Cavs win it 36-30. So now you see a very familiar opponent coming up on Friday in a consolation semifinals. You get Oskaloosa. What's kind of the expectation for this next go-around? Obviously, you saw them back in December, but I bet both teams could say are a little bit different now.
Yeah, I would think so. You know, I think we've improved, and I know they've probably improved as well. I haven't really got any tape on them. Watched them a little bit last night. But basically, you know, like last game, but maybe before Christmas when we played them, they came down, went, they hit a three at the buzzer, put it into overtime. So, you know, I think this one would be a kind of a shootout as well. So we're going to have to, you know, get back to where we're playing good defense and then limiting teams to just one shot. And that's what I thought we did a good job with Jackson Heights, is we didn't give them second, third rebounds and then score. And I thought last night against Perry LeCompton, you know, our first shot defense was pretty good, but then we let them get the rebounds, and we just can't do that and be successful.
Jefferson County North girls basketball coach Steve Knoll joining us here again, brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Big win last week over Jackson Heights. A loss this week in the first round of their midseason tournament against Perry LeCompton. They'll get Oskaloosa coming up on Friday, and then another game Saturday as well to wrap up that tournament. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck the rest of this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.